Well, on this May Day, you know, I think we're starting to get back to a standard frequency with having Kim Ewaldson as a guest now, which is fine with me. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay.
2 months in a row. I'm kind of excited.
Yeah, what are we going to come up with next month?
Is that a challenge?
Well, it could be because, you know, you kind of get your finger on the pulse of just about everything, I think.
It's fun.
Yes.
It keeps you busy.
But what should I even ask, what do you do in your spare time?
I have two kids, remember?
That's right.
A husband.
Which is more of the challenge?
The weather's beautiful out today on the first day of May.
Oh, you know, I love it that we can do that. Of course, you know, you're so familiar with radio and the station anyway. It's like coming home.
It is. I love this place.
Excellent. Glad to hear it. Well, we talked about something entirely different last month, and we're talking about something entirely different this month, and both important.
Absolutely. So, you know, we talked a little bit about the role that the Small Business Development Center plays, but this week is a really important week for small businesses across the country as we sort of recognize them. The U.S. Small Business Administration decided about 60 years ago that we should honor small businesses this week. They are the lifeblood of our communities. So there are lots of activities happening. The SBA, the Small Business Administration, really just devises this week to create all sorts of opportunities for our small businesses to learn, for those of us that work with small businesses to learn. So a couple of us are spending yesterday and today in a virtual conference learning. Actually, this year's topic is focusing on AI. And how AI can help small businesses. So that's something we're starting to see.
Wow.
So I think that's going to be exciting as, you know, we continue to move throughout this year, especially. How are our small business utilizing artificial intelligence and all of those capabilities in their businesses?
So who else will these conferences be with? Local people or somebody out of state even?
This is a national conference that
wow.
We're participating in. So I think this one is maybe sponsored. I'm not sure. There's a bunch of different companies, but it really the SBA is putting this together for all of us that across the country that are doing this through small business development centers, economic development agencies, and the like to be able to just kind of up our game a little bit. And I think, you know, in one session yesterday, it was interesting. They said, you know, do you realize AI has been around since, you know, maybe 1993 in the very basic beginnings of how they work behind the scenes on newsletters or even your loyalty rewards programs, the demographics that they pull off of some of that. It's a matrix that they've used for years and pulling some of the very early artificial intelligence. So just interesting to see that and how customers and businesses can be able to utilize that. But I think, you know, just Justin Bergman, the director at the SBDC, and myself were just talking about some of our statistics for this year alone. Typically, we, in an average year, see about 200 different clients throughout the year. And this year, to this point, which, as you mentioned, today's May 1, so by my math, we're, you know, starting the fifth month of the year. So we've already seen 100 clients, 100 different clients for the year. Which is pretty amazing for our center with the help of Nancy Schaefer and Pam Cladfelter, just supporting our businesses and how we can. And if you think about that, through the SBDC, we work with, you know, companies that are 500 employees or less. Now, if you look around, that's most of our companies, right? Most of our businesses.
Sure.
So if you're hearing us and didn't know we existed, we offer virtual appointments to help small businesses start up, figure out where you're at in the process, grow, and even if you're looking to retire and move on. But just a few facts. In this number, I should have known probably a little better on an average, but it surprised me. Looking back, and of course, all of our national statistics lag a year or two. That's just how they work. So these numbers that I'm giving are from 2021. but small businesses in 2021, and we're talking about literally 99% of all the businesses across the country are deemed a small business by the SBA. So they brought in over $16.2 trillion in revenue. That's a lot.
Wow.
So, and then if you know, you kind of break it down and you look at how many employees, so they employ almost 57 million people. And if you look here again, across our local fabric, you can tell where a lot of our employees are. And, you know, even when I was at the chamber, we looked at the numbers of employees, and probably, and Chris can probably spit the current number out, but at the time I would say probably 80% of our businesses in our region had one to, you know, five employees or fewer, just to try to keep surviving. And that's with the pandemic impact. Oh, that P word we're not supposed to say, you know, that adds to, just how much our small businesses and the owners are handling every single day.
Well, so already at 100, and do you put out an anticipatory number later down saying, oh my gosh, how many are we gonna have?
We could. So, you know, I guess it's a good thing and an interesting thing if you don't know.
Right.
Because we have funding from the SBA, the Small Business Administration at the federal level and even DCEO at the state level says, well, here's how much we think you should be doing in an average year.
Wow.
And so, you know, we always watch those. And of course, we want to crush those out of the park. But I think now it's just trying to manage those people and knowing that the more we come on, the more we talk to you. I mean, you know, the more people are going to hear that we're here.
Right.
And I think the cool thing is, I don't think I shared this with you, but after I was here the last time, we actually had a couple of people call us and say, hey, we heard you on the radio. So that was awesome.
That's two listeners.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. So, you know, I think that's just, again, word of mouth, you know, clients, we're really working harder on our success stories. And so we've got some clients we're working with that we're saying, hey, we can do some cool things for you and, you know, just kind of share that message of what you're doing in our community. But again, it's not only the investment we're making, the number of clients, it's how many jobs they're creating, how many jobs we're retaining here.
Yes.
You know, I think those are things that often go unlooked. And I think this is another thing, and this is, again, we've worked with Sterling Main Street. We've worked with some other economic development groups in our region in terms of they have programs or clients coming in for different things. And so they refer clients to us. The chambers refer clients to us. But the actual statistic, you're pretty savvy. You might know this number. So how many businesses do you think fail in their first year?
How many in their first year?
Like what percentage? Or how many out of five?
I would go 3 out of 5.
Ooh, a little high. But 1 out of 5.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But no. I think it depends, right? And it also depends what type of business they're in. So I think in this environment, we talk about, you know, how do you, again, you know, the more I talk, it's sort of like, we've been in business 30 years. How can you help us? Well, are you ready to try, you know, retire? We can transition. Do you have somebody within your company that we can talk about? Do you want to sell the business, the building, the like inventory? What does that look like? And there are some that we say, maybe it's time to just come in and talk to us for a half an hour and do a business refresh. Like, hey, this is all the expenses I have. Is there anything we can streamline? Do we have, you know, sometimes we work with partners that offer us discounts through our network. So sometimes we can help them streamline costs a little bit. So all things to consider.
So what would be an indication to a business owner before they get to that point? You know, all of a sudden they're like, oh my God, something's happening. I need some help. They don't want to get to throw the rope at them thing, you know, because they're drowning. When's a good time for them to recognize that they need some help?
Honestly, I think anytime they recognize it is a good time to call. I think the bigger thing is asking for help, coming to talk to us, does not signal failure, right?
Right.
It signals that you are in tune with what's happening. Certainly, you can look at trends. Sometimes it is the revenue that you're off, or that you start to see. You know, I would say if you're looking at things and you see, you know, 2 months are looking a little off and the third isn't looking great, you should probably be talking to someone. The other thing is some people have a great relationship with their lender, some of their other professional service agencies, their accountant, their lawyer, their insurance agent. Those are all great people to talk with as well. And, you know, it never hurts to talk to them and see what other opportunities they may be aware of as well, because it's not like we can't help you when you say, I'm panicking, I don't know what to do. But oftentimes when that we do get that call, the first step is, I say this and I don't mean to diminish anything, but it's almost like hanging your shingle, right? And just being there to listen.
Right.
That's your role in that first step. Like, okay, we can figure this out. And, you know, sometimes it's things we've talked about with clients before. Sometimes they recognize things. Sometimes they, you know, it just depends on where they're at in the process. Sometimes it's marketing, right? And so marketing can be an expensive cost, but it's also a necessary cost.
Right.
So you have to have some of those discussions with folks as well.
So your office is at SOC over at the Community College.
That's right.
They don't pay me to say that, but
we appreciate that.
Good points. How big of an area do you serve? How far into Whiteside County, or is it? I know
multi-county. Yeah.
Okay, so, tell us about that.
So we cover the footprint of the college, which is really Lee, Carroll, Ogle, parts of Ogle, Whiteside, Carroll, Henry, a little snip in Henry County, and a little part of Bureau County. So with that, we also have some centers that we have one that just recently went offline. And so we could be picking up some more clientele from a little bit further to the south. We also have some clients that are closer to Galena. They don't have an SBDC close to them other than an out-of-state SBDC, you know, being Eastern Iowa,
right.
Southern Wisconsin. So we will fill in there. But a great thing about that is we also have, you know, some partners up there that help us with that as well. So the other thing is, if you call us, you know, we might have certain expertise in our region that we don't, that maybe somebody in a neighboring SBDC doesn't have. So we can work with clients outside of our sort of official footprint, if you will. It just kind of depends on the day and where they're coming from in terms of even subject matter that they want to do.
Wow. I'm going to give you a quiz.
I'm in trouble now.
Real short one. I just found something out today, and I did not know this. Did you know Whiteside County has a semi-professional football team?
I do, because I shared it on my Facebook page yesterday.
Oh, I just found out.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is that?
Where is it going to be playing?
Well, at the Morrison Sports Complex for their home games.
That's right. So I think
Whiteside County Chargers.
It transitioned from, I believe, partners to the West. I think they were trying to get affiliated with somewhere in Clinton, and I don't think it's... So yeah, excited that our Parks and Recreation put it out there. You know, and just another opportunity, again, that sports complex over there is something that we always want to see utilized. And so just another way. And I think that's something else, honestly. You know, even as I talk to some of my friends in the municipal world, you know, that are working with that, is trying to figure out how to keep their stuff going too. So while we're really not working with not-for-profits through the SBDC, we have lots of conversations. Interesting to see how those entities, you know, our cities are trying to figure out too, our counties are trying to figure out, how do we bring in people? So the Northwest, did you know that Northwest Illinois Film Office is here in Whiteside County?
Yeah. I talked to Gary once in a while.
See? There you go. So,
they just had a thing last week.
They did. So, you know, I think it's just interesting. Tourism is taking a bigger role and being much more direct in linking up partnerships between, you know, all of our tourism venues and economic development, because sometimes there's a disconnect there. And given all of our proximity to things, it's just amazing.
Yeah, I shouldn't have quizzed you, because generally I'm the last person to find anything out. And then I
in the know.
Then I go like, it's breaking news, and somebody will call me up and say, yeah, it happened 2 days ago. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, I always have to be on my toes with you, because you have caught me a time or two. I try to be on top of it.
Yeah, well, see, I haven't caught you lately. Maybe I'm starting to slide. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I don't think that's possible. And I do think, as we talk about small businesses, not only is it National Small Business Week, but the SBDC network across the country is also, and well, in Illinois in specific, is celebrating its 40th anniversary. So, again, just be aware, if you're a small business, that there's some resources out there.
I hope I'm not offending you when I say, do you have your own Facebook and website for the SBDC, or does that go through some, the
we
college?
We do.
Okay.
There is one for the Illinois Small Business Development Center at Sauk Valley Community College. And there's also a separate website presence, so sauksbdc.com. And there's a link on there that you can sign up as a client, register for, book an appointment, I think is what it says.
Wow.
So,
excellent.
Absolutely.
And somebody can just make a phone call.
Absolutely. Yeah. 815-835-6244.
There we go.
Or if you know my number, you can call, text. We'll get you where you need to be too.
Everybody should know your phone number by now. It's everywhere.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, I suppose it rings a lot too, but that's okay. Well, hey, before we go and before we forget, we got to tell somebody something, somebody by the name of Mom.
That's right. So, you know, if I was calling in, we could have called in on the birthday show, right? But instead, it's better this way. I can say happy birthday to my mom today and happy May Day. So hopefully I stay out of trouble by saying it on the air.
I'm going to give her one of these.
That's awesome.
I couldn't
resist.
Thank
you.
Thank
you so much.
Well, thank you so much for our information, Kim. And, you know, maybe you'll surprise us next month with something entirely different.
I'll see what I can come up with.
Okay.
And if you're headed out to Morrison this weekend, there is an event, I think, happening there. Ken Taco Wars.
Yeah, I've been looking at that. That's, my gosh.
It's combining the Kentucky Derby, Cinco de Mayo, and May 4th. Fourth Star Wars
may
day,
the fourth,
right?
May the fourth be with
you. There
you
go. Thanks out. So much.
Thank you.